In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe, Comerica Backyard here, center field, suite level. If you're coming in, we'd love to have you swing on by the broadcast position, say hi. Now, it is a Texas Tech jersey night. If you're in on that promotion, congratulations. Those are sold out. Last week or earlier this week, it was the LSU night, and our man Portillo just pulled some strings, Rangers delivered to Brian, an LSU Texas Rangers
man.
Josh Smith jersey. That's beautiful.
Yeah, Josh Smith, one of our own LSU Tigers from Baton Rouge. Man, this, Ruben, thank you so much. And thank you for the Rangers for helping me out on this.
It's true because awesome. He's one of the few hitters on this team that deserves to have a jersey night dedicated to him.
I mean, that's really like real stitched stuff,
it's like
it?
Real stitched. Yeah,
that's badass. Great. It's a gorgeous looking jersey. That is a giveaway. Like, that's incredible.
It's incredible what the Rangers do overall in the giveaways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, I remember, like, as a kid, oh, it's bat night, ball. Yeah, it's like some kind of cheapy thing. But, man, this is like a quality. If you're going to participate, like, if you're getting a Tech jersey tonight, it's the same material.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a real, like, summertime jersey.
It's good.
It doesn't feel cheap or like a T-shirt. It's stitched.
Yep.
I mean, everything is just perfect, man. They spend some money on their giveaways.
They've done good, and the Ranger fans are going to be happy if they go home with one of those tonight. And on top of that, I have some chicken soup for your Ranger soul right here.
Please,
thought you could probably use it.
Desperate.
First of all, the Rangers are 15-12 when Corey Seager is in the lineup. How's that make you feel?
Good.
Above 500, I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, that's slightly better pace. And Seager's back. Sure, he has missed a lot of games. How confident can we be that he's not going to be hurt again this season? I don't know. You know, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But I got a little something else for you. And I don't know if this is chicken soup for your Ranger soul or just an honest-to-goodness report on how likely it is that Marcus Semien returns to being a really good player. Now, my theory here is that while last year was not good, his OPS was still 700, and he has had several seasons since he broke out in that range of 700. Like, yes, he only hit 237, but he was slugging. He was getting on base. And Marcus Semien, if he would have just played like he did last year, this year, we'd be a little bit frustrated, but still like, hey, this is still a guy. You're just dealing with him a little bit older. I don't think it's realistic that you fall to 485 OPS after nine straight seasons of 700 or more. It's a little early. Now, I'm not expecting to be an all-star at 34 years old ever again. I'm just thinking, dude, what is realistic? And if he could, you know, just rally back to 700 or somewhere close to that, could he maybe buy himself a couple of more seasons? I know fans would love that. I know the front office would love that if you just, you know, could get a serviceable starter. Historically, 10 to 15% chance of having a 750 rest of the season. Okay, just to put that in context, 750 is where, like, hey, that's a good player. That's probably not going to happen. There's a 25 to 30% chance historically that he could get
back to 700 for the rest of the season. So you're looking about a 45% combined chance that he has a Simeon-like final 4 months of the season. Isn't that worth sticking around for?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, maybe if it was a Mike Napoli type of deal where you knew his lifestyle and off the field wasn't going to age right, you're like, yes, Napoli just hit the cliff, let's eject.
Sure.
Right? But you know Simeon's habits and professionalism is as good as it gets. There is, on top of that, a 40 to 45% chance historically that a player matching Marcus Simeon's career profile would settle around 650 to 680 for the rest of the season. So a combined 90% chance you're getting at least 650 the rest of the season. And I think that is why the Rangers want to be patient. Now, sometimes players do fall off a cliff, you know, and there is a 25% chance his OPS is sub 600 for the rest of the year, and that would make you a definitively a losing player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
So. Well, I do still wonder, though, and I'm hopeful that he will get out of this situation that he's in right now where he's literally hitting. I think he's got the worst OPS in baseball right now.
Wow.
And
sad.
But, like, does he need to have a little bit of a break? Do we need to IL stint this thing? Does he need to kind of gather himself here?
A little reset.
Yeah, just a little reset or something.
That sounds like what should happen, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Give him a little break.
Yes.
I think Shin-Soo Choo had one of those, you know, where we're not hurt, but we're, you know, we're taking a little bit of a break just to get the reset, the energy, you know, a little woo-saw.
Right. Yeah, I think that could be important, especially for a guy that does have as much mileage as he does. I mean, he's been such an Iron Man, and I was hoping that this more normal extended offseason for him would have been enough, but clearly it hasn't been. But what else can you do other than just keep riding him and hoping that he gets it going, or do you give him 10-day IL and try to get your mind right, get your body right, come back in here with some confidence?
Yeah, maybe I want to go 10 days pretty soon. I think Seager's back at playing shortstop this weekend. Have we seen the lineup yet?
Lineup's not out yet for today.
So, yeah, as that happens and we have, you know, him back and Evan Carter coming back, I think you have enough bodies now that you could get DH and second base covered, give him a little bit of break, bring him back and see how these next couple of months go. And, you know, hopefully you can get some signs that, you know, he can help you win games here. Still not, definitely not out of this race. Rangers and Cards tonight. Story today, including Ken Rosenthal writing a national piece. I'm sure Woolchuck will tell you more about it coming up at 6 o'clock. Every night at 6 o'clock, we go around the bases, Rangers fans, as we head towards the pregame show. But, you know, Rosenthal's piece says he thinks they'll have little choice but to sell if they can't hit better over the next month or so. Rosenthal's, and he predict him, he said, I predict the Rangers to win the World Series. There were 10 writers at The Athletic that picked the Rangers to win the World Series, and I guess we were wrong, so he thinks they're going to be sellers. I posted a video from the Globe right before this game on GBag Nation's YouTube account and then on our Twitter account as well, at GBag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Just having some fun. I think I got it, Woolchuck.
All right, what do you got?
I can fix this Rangers offense. With Rocker back, with Bradford and Gray coming back, that puts it at 8. If we're heading for selling the team, are you willing to risk losing starting pitching to fix the lineup?
Yeah, it depends on who it is, but absolutely. I mean, you're going to have to risk it to get the biscuit, right? That's what they say.
Okay, and I agree with that. But I don't want to risk anybody that's a really good player for this team long term.
No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm looking for.
So Tyler Mahle's been on a prove it, and he is proving it so much he could be a team's ace.
He could. He's playing like an ace right now.
I'm 100%. Trading him right now, so you get 4 months, not 2 months of an ace.
Okay.
And I'm trading John Gray, and collectively I'm freeing up $25 million under the cap. Now, all I want is prospects now. You're getting a 3 or a 4 plus a 1. And if you need starting pitching and you have a great lineup, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to give us a 1 and a 4 or a 1 and a 3 with Gray and Mahle. Now, Mally's contract is up and Gray's contract is up at the end of the year. Now, I'm getting prospects back and I'm getting salary cap relief back, so I'm chilling and I'm waiting now until the right players become available for this prospects that I get back, and Teodo and Santos and, you know, whatever else we want to throw in from our top 10.
Okay.
Is that too risky? Because I think freeing up that money under the luxury tax threshold is perhaps the most important thing. Ray doesn't want to be a repeat taxpayer 3 years in a row, so you got to get real creative with where you're finding the money. Do you think Sands would approve that?
I'd love to ask him about that because I do think there is something to weigh, hey, can we afford to give up an arm such as Malley, who is, I mean, amongst one of the best ERAs in baseball. And
think
I guess,
of what you could get for that.
Yeah, but to your point, right, for a rental piece.
He's a rental. You ain't bringing him back next year.
Yeah, but that team also isn't sure does he return, right?
Oh, so yeah.
For that team,
That's why I got to move now, to give him 4 months of it.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably up the charge 100%. Yeah. It's something you've got to consider. I'm with you on the John Gray move, and we love John Gray. He's been on the show with us a ton. But I can understand that as maybe the surplus piece, especially if they're feeling confident about Bradford. Man, the strength of this team's just been the pitching, and Malley's a huge reason why. But I get it. You got to give to get in this scenario. So it really just depends on what you're getting back for him.
You know, and Bradford coming back and staying healthy is not a sure thing. And Kamar Rocker coming back and being good enough or healthy enough. But you do still have Corbin. And Rocker was freaking lights out last night in his rehab start, apparently.
Mm. So I would say, like, you have to have a pretty good confidence in your forecasting of what is going to be available from a bat standpoint at the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, because you're making this move now, and then you get to deadline time and there's not anything of significance out there, and you're like, crap, we just punted on Malley. So that's something that obviously CY and company would have to have, like, hey, we know kind of the handful of guys that we feel like realistically we can go get when it comes to actually deadline time.
See, that's where I think in my gang of two in the league, they were saying – you could get something for Eovaldi and Malley at the deadline, but probably a prospect package and not anything impactful for the major league team. Any team willing to trade for those types wouldn't want to remove anything from their major league roster. Maybe Garcia in the bullpen, but it wouldn't be much. The Rangers don't have many paths to add impact bats without trading Walcott, and they won't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
so. I mean, a guy in the major league, a front office major leaguer agrees. Or guy, he's saying you can get something for Malley.
Yeah,
if you want
absolutely.
To. If you
want now he's been pitching. Yeah. I mean, he's been unbelievable, and they're not moving Eovaldi. So, yeah, I mean, Tyler Malley on an expiring contract, you sell high on him now. I wouldn't be opposed to that if you can get something in return.
Okay, the Stars. I mean, what do you make of this and how it ended? I wonder if players are hurt or something broke their chemistry. Did anything get weird in there, or were they just whooped after making so many runs? Maybe they were tired. You know,
played a lot of games.
They had the late season slump, and then they kind of rallied against Colorado and Winnipeg, and then went back to being that pathetic team that played the final 2 weeks of the regular season. So I think, you know, in retrospect, it's actually much bigger than even what happened against Edmonton.
I think only them and Tampa have played more games in the last 3 years it comes to regular season and playoff games. But to me,
it's probably Florida. Florida's made the Cup Final 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I think I heard where Tampa was the team, though, that's played, you know, played the most. Man, you could be very well right about
maybe,
that.
Maybe the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa made a ton of cup runs.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It's not an excuse, right? That's what you're not. You're not buying that, right?
No.
I think it's a factor.
No. You had such a good – and this year, really, I'm not buying it because you had Miro, who came back and missed a ton of time. You had Robo, who got hurt and had some time off. I mean, maybe for some of these other veteran guys like Matt Duchene, like, is that why he ends up going dry and it gives you nothing in the postseason after being a 30-goal scorer in the regular season? Maybe. Maybe for him. But, I mean, that's the grind that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. I can't use that quite as an excuse. You know, you're not looking over at Florida and they're starting to fade. You know, they're ready to go. And Edmonton has made 3 out of the last 4 conference finals and now back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. So,
what?
No.
What were we the most wrong about this team? That Otter could carry the goaltending aspect of it, or Rantanen was going to have the kind of series that he did against Colorado?
It was Rantanen. I mean, Rantanen went invisible. And maybe, I mean, I like what Ralph Strand just said yesterday when he was on with us, because Rantanen hasn't looked himself. Maybe he is dealing with an injury. But otherwise, I don't think we were really wrong about the Stars. I mean, the Stars are a good hockey team.
But no, what we were pushing in this series.
Yeah, it was Rantanen. We thought Rantanen would be the move that put him over the top. I was hoping that he could end up, you know, now he's sandwiched in between McDavid and Draisaitl, that he could end up being like the second best player in the series instead of a guy who, I don't know, was he even a top 10 player in this series? I mean, last night he finally got an assist. He finally got a point again. Wyatt finally got a point. He got off the schneid there. But, yeah, I mean, you just didn't have enough from – your depth. And excuse me, Edmonton did. I mean, Edmonton, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, every night he's getting points on the board. Yeah. And you just had nothing to counteract that. So
did we overreact to Miro coming back? Miro and then that with Robertson? Even though Robertson...
We thought Otter was playing his best ever. Mm-hmm. Rantanen was on fire. Thomas Harley had ascended to Haskinen's level.
Yeah, we were.
You know, and Harley really didn't have a good series.
Yeah,
and we underestimated Skinner a little bit.
Yeah,
thinking that he could really be had.
Guy all of a sudden he plays the Dallas Stars and he looks like a top five goalie in the league.
I don't know, man. That puck went right through him last night. I was going, that's the bum that I thought about right.
But
there.
But they didn't have enough looks right in front there. You know, like that Robertson goal was perfect. That's what you were looking for. Yeah. They were having to do a bunch of wide shots from the sides, awkward angles. They really struggled. And credit to Edmonton. I mean, they mucked it up there in the middle, right in front of the cage, and the Stars weren't able to get any high danger opportunity. Not as many as what Edmonton did. So it's going to be a very different looking team. You got Dodonov, that's a free agent. Marchment's a free agent. Ben's a free agent. Duchesne's a free agent. Bork's a free agent. We'll have to see who Granlund is a free agent. Who do they bring back, if any, out of those? And what can you do to improve?
Would Granlund be the number one guy out of that whole list that you just ran?
I think I'd want to keep Granlund. Yeah,
I kind of do too.
Yeah, I'd probably. I'd keep Granlund out overall into any of those other options.
Yes. I want to bring back Tanev.
I'd love that, but I think he signed a pretty big deal with Toronto.
All righty, G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan. Comerica Backyard here on the fan at the Globe. We're suite level, and if you come on by, fellowship with us, so say hi, you know, at the breaks, we'd love to see you. And root on these Texas Rangers here. We're anticipating we could have CY coming up in an hour. The Chris Young Show, that would be exciting if CY can join us in 1 hour coming up here on your home of the Rangers. But we're coming back with a C-note, and there's a breaking news earlier this afternoon of a trade inside the division. We'll hit you with that coming up next year.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In the Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Mike Bassick's in the house, getting ready to be a fancy TV man here this afternoon. We'd love to have you on. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. How the hell you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Had 3 days off, missed three runs. You know, ready to get back into this.
Not too bad. So you think this offense bouncing back tonight then with everything going on here? This Liberatore guy is pretty tough, isn't he?
He's left-handed. He's a major league pitcher.
Okay.
And so,
and he's going up against the Rangers, right?
Yeah. I mean, this right now, until they do it, you know, you can't really say they're going to do it.
I mean, what is a fair over-under? I would, like, for me, I think I'd put the over-under at 0.5 if I really wanted to gamble on it tonight.
So listening to The Fan, and I can't remember what day this was, and I'm sorry I'm forgetting if it's FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever. You know, they have that lady come on and she says what to gamble on or what to bet on?
Yeah.
I think it was before the Toronto series, which then you would have gone 3-0 again. I believe the Rangers were 22-6 on the under at home. Not just the Rangers, but the game.
Wow. Yeah.
And so if that was before that series started, now you're 25-6. So out of pretty much 80 or more percent of your home games, you're under on the total. So I would go, like, I'm not a gambler or anything like that. Obviously, I'd get kicked off of everything if I did, but... I mean, I'm assuming the game's going to go under, and I'm assuming it's at like 7.5 or 8. It's usually a lower number, too, because Vegas is like, this is almost an automatic that home games are unders.
I'm going to check it right now. Did not know that. Gosh, has something happened? Like, is this a team that has bad chemistry, that doesn't like each other? Are they just pressing? Were they not that good? Mm-hmm. Just got hot in the World Series. How do we explain this, Mike?
Boy, those are all good questions. I would say nobody's this bad. Obviously, Pittsburgh and Colorado are. But, like, they're not this bad. But I would say this being an average offense, I think we can throw that out the window. They're going to be a below-average offense. But they're not this bad. Like, kind of, I was listening coming in, you get talking about Marcus Semien. He can't be this bad. Like, his career would literally be over.
Yeah.
So he's not this bad. But I think the Rangers being an average offense in Major League Baseball, like, the rest of the way averaging, let's say, 4.3 runs. And usually runs go up as the summer goes up. Here we don't have to worry about it, but it's been freezing butt cold everywhere we've gone this year. Like, so the heat in different places will have the ball carry, the south wind instead of the north wind, stuff like that. But that being said, I don't think they're going the rest of the way average over 4 runs a game. I could see them getting close to 4 runs a game, which would be a little below average. Now, can the pitching be this good? I don't know if it can be this good the rest of the season. But if the pitching is close to what it is and you just average 4 runs, which would be a little below league average, you should win the majority of your games. But that's all shoulds. I don't know if they will. Chemistry-wise, is this offense put together well? So if we go through it, who are patient hitters that make the pitcher work for their out 5 pitches or more? Mm-hmm. Well, Evan Carter, but he's hurt. And then who?
Wyatt.
Osuna? I'll say Wyatt.
maybe. President maybe. Of the Osuna fan club.
Like he's a maybe. Like I don't know.
Josh Smith at times. He has chased a little bit this year.
He's struggling right now. That's the tough part is, you know, like I wonder if he's best as a 10th man where you play him everywhere 5 days a week. You give him 1 or 2 days off, and that's like better than like you're going to play shortstop for 3 straight weeks. I feel like when he does that, his numbers can drift a little bit in the negative way. So I don't know if this the chemistry of the lineup is maybe tough for Boach to look at. All right, aggressive hitter, leadoff hitter here. Then patient hitter. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know if this thing's constructed well. Obviously, Berger's gotten better since he's come back. Peterson, last year the Rangers had the worst DH spot in all of baseball. They still have the worst DH spot in all of baseball. So now you're dealing with, it's not just DH. That's the thing is you can't just, I'm blaming Peterson or I'm just blaming Semien or now I'm blaming Garcia or now Josh Smith isn't going well. It's like, it's everybody. And then Seager, when he's healthy, he's good. You got to be healthy. Like if you can't play shortstop 145 games a year, then can you play shortstop? Because going forward, I need you in my lineup 145 games. And if it's and if you can't, 3 years, he can't do it at shortstop. Now DH is open for a while. Like, I don't know. I kind of asked the question to Boach without, like, forcing it. And this was before Peterson got hurt. As soon as Peterson got hurt, the next day he was like, yeah, we're going to probably DH him quite a bit to try to keep him healthy. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't – shortstop, he's a good defensive shortstop. I'm not saying he's not good. He doesn't have tons of range, but when the ball's hit to him, he makes the play. What if – and he doesn't want to do this. I didn't pay you for what you want. Mm-hmm. I pay you for what you do. You know, and I'm paying you to hit. You have to hit because our lineup, when you are out of the lineup, this isn't a very good lineup. When you're out of the lineup, it's right there with Colorado and Pittsburgh.
I was looking at some bats. Maybe that could be available to trademark Baltimore, Cedric Mullins on an expiring contract. That was a name that I threw. I mean, do you think it's worth it? Do you think that they'll be looking at this? Like, well, is there a bat that can help?
You guys talked about it about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago. There's no money. Like, there's literally no money. So you have to get rid of money to add money. Now, the only way that I thought Ray Davis might go over, from what I understand, is if this team right now is, let's say, 10 games over 500. They were 3 games in first place. And it's like, hey, we're not close to the deadline yet, but we're showing that we might win it all. Maybe I'll go over a third year in a row, which is a very big negative to most owners, not just Ray Davis, but to most owners. But I think right now, looking at it, I think that there's bonuses, too. You have to remember that guys have bonuses in their contract that count against that aren't counting right now that we're looking at. So that kind of Leody going to Seattle opened up for just the Rangers to probably pay the bonuses that Malley, maybe another guys might hit. Maybe there's a couple of Evaldi bonuses. Like when you make the All-Star team, I need to check into this, but I'm pretty sure like if you get like a $500,000 bonus for making the All-Star team,
that counts.
That's part of – the salary structure.
Another good reason to trade Malley now.
So, yeah.
Are you trading pitching for hitting? Or are you selling?
Well, I think you have to look at right now, as of today, this lineup might need 4 or 5 new bats for 2026.
And you're not trying to save this season at all?
Well, that sounds like you're a seller.
Yeah, the only thing is right now is your division stinks, and the American League stinks. Like, we've seen Detroit. You beat them 2 out of 3. Scooble's unbelievable. They're not great, but they're probably, as we look at today, going to be one of the top 3 seeds in the playoffs. Seattle right now, they're kicking your butt this year, but I just watched Seattle last night against Washington. They're not impressive. They're good. They're better than the Rangers, but they're not. And if the Rangers could figure this out, you're like, all right, New York, who you almost beat without even hitting a ball in New York at all. And then you go Seattle and you go Detroit. Those are the 3 best teams in the American League. We're not talking about Philadelphia. We're not talking about the Dodgers. We're not talking about, over there. I know Arizona's not great, but there's way more better teams in the National League. The American League is really bad overall. So if you could ever figure this out, it's a place where if you make the playoffs, who are you really scared of? Especially if you had DeGrom and Evaldi healthy going into the playoffs as your 1-2 combination.
Man.
But I don't know how you buy when the budget just says you can't.
When you said that, it made me think of the NBA real quick, and I'm like, man, I don't know if any of these teams remaining are that scary at all other than OKC's historically good defense. Are you thinking Mavs are in this thing?
For next year?
Yeah.
It'll be tough for an 18-, 19-year-old to lead.
He doesn't have to, though.
True.
Yeah.
But then doesn't that mean Anthony Davis kind of has to be Shaquille O'Neal? And then
for a while. I mean, you get Chris Paul. He can be a leader. Kyrie will be a leader when he comes back. You know?
No, I'm with you. It's going to be a weird mix. I'm in on the Mavs as this. Like, I don't think I'll ever be as diehard as I have been my whole life. I'll be in. It's just a 32-year-old and an 18-year-old. That's a tough mix to make ever work at the same time where they're both in their prime, where it's like, oh, my gosh. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like the way Kobe and Shaq kind of were, but wasn't Shaq like more like 27 and Kobe 19, and then it didn't work at first. Kobe hit that 21-year mark.
Yeah.
Shaq was 30, and then they were unstoppable. And it's like these ages are – they're going to be good. And to your point, the NBA right now, if it is Indiana, even if it's New York – and Oklahoma City, these don't look like dynasties that you have to worry about for the next 5 years the way you had to worry about, let's say, the Celtics and the Lakers, then the Bulls, and then the Spurs and the Lakers. And, like, The league right now is in a weird place where we could see five different champions in 5 years, which is rare in the NBA because usually when a guy gets great, right. Steph or LeBron or whoever, they kind of dominate the league for about a decade. But I don't know if Shea, I don't think Halliburton's that guy. I don't think Jalen Brunson's that guy. I think they're good enough to maybe make the finals in a weird part of the NBA right now where like you could have a decade worth of teams where you're like, oh my gosh, 18 teams in 20 years made the NBA Finals. That's rare. You know?
Yeah. They've definitely achieved parity. How hyped are you for Cooper, though? You pumped for Flag?
I am. I think
it's kind of brought you back in a little.
Yeah, because look, even when I was back on the Fan, I would talk crap about Luka, you know, and call him Fupa Lupa and stuff like that. Like, I got all the things that the organization hated about Luka. I understood all those things, and it was frustrating. I don't think you're going to go with that or through that with Cooper Flagg. Will he maybe be as good as Luka on Luka's best days? I don't know if he will, because Luka was the best and arguably still is the best offensive player in the game. But I don't think you're going to have to deal with work ethic issues, showing up to practice. Hey, how are you 15 pounds heavier in 15 days? This seems impossible to do, but you just were able to accomplish that. And so I think a lot of the things that Nico and the front office were frustrated with Luka, you won't have to go through that with Cooper Flagg. Will he be as great as Luka where you're like, dude, he's unstoppable. Like last year in the playoffs, he beat Shea. He beat Anthony Edwards. You know, he destroyed game 7 in Phoenix just a few years ago. So like, can Cooper Flagg get there? I hope so. I don't know so, but that's probably 2 to 3 years into his career. I think he's going to be a really good player next year.
Yeah.
But I think next year it has to be Anthony. If you go deep in the playoffs, it has to be Anthony Davis and then Kyrie Irving getting healthy and then both of those guys staying healthy at the same time. And then Chris Paul, we don't know, right?
Right.
Like, we don't know if he's on the team.
I saw they were the favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like whether it's Chris Paul or whether it's Lonzo Ball. I'm with you on Lonzo Ball. He scares the living crap out of me.
Like,
hey, Lonzo Ball, we need you to be healthy for the first 50 games. And then it's like, yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the knee condition that he had, like, he had a knee surgery I'd never heard of, like a cartilage graft or something.
35 games he's played in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not banking on that.
There's interesting options out there. Man, you're doing a hell of a job on television.
Thank you.
You really are. Yeah.
How's the tooth? I'm having fun. Sometimes I'll take, say that again.
How's the tooth?
It's back in. I got it back in. Mike and Ike took it out.
They put the same tooth back in?
Yeah. I kept it. It's a crown.
Okay.
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a enamel.
All right.
I don't know. Do you guys have any teeth that, like,
no.
You know, over time?
I'll probably have to get some.
I know Gavin hates the dentist.
I'm probably
so.
heading that direction here before too long.
But some of the things that I'll do that are risky. The other day, one of my last games, I have the lefty on the mound, Corbin. And I thought he was going great. And his first two pitches of the sixth inning, I was like, those are tired pitches. And I'm like, those were fatigue, tired pitches. Next pitch, double. Next pitch, like home run, something like that. And I'm like, or it might have been homer, then double. And I'm like, you got to get him out. Like, should I be doing that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm going to say it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he gets a double play. And then he had to cover first. I'm like, that even took more energy out of him because he had to run, you know, 60 feet. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot. But when you're fatigued and you have to sprint 60 feet to cover the base and you have 20 seconds to make the next pitch and you're already tired and
–
by the way, every pitch the Rangers throw this year, at least 90% of them, are pressure pitches.
Yeah.
They're never up by three or more. So,
I mean, Boach can handle it, I'm sure. But, I mean, you're able to – I mean, because you're so experienced as a broadcaster now and your experience and your quality of opinion, you're able to share things, you know, that I think will separate you.
Well, thanks.
I think you're going to hold yourself back if you don't share those thoughts.
Well, on Roku, I'm the national guy this Sunday at noon on Roku with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's exciting, bro.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's fun, man.
So what they say, they're saying this is Harry Carey's son.
Yeah.
I have that right?
Yeah.
And Mike Bassick Sr.'s son.
We're still waiting for your G-Bag of the Day moment. We're looking for
it. It's grandson? Skip Carey's son. Thank you. Yeah.
We are waiting for a Basky crash out at some
point. It's going to happen at some point.
We're hoping.
Hey, this offense continues to stink.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Well.
Unload like we all feel.
Okay. And then I will put you on the possible speakerphone.
Talking to Ray Davis.
Yeah. So
Ray, I'm so sorry. I told him to do that.
It is tough. I will tell you, like, I mean, because Dave Raymond's doing all of them for the most part, right? He hasn't had a game off. I know Sandler will do 10 or 12 or so, but, like, it's every – like, he's coming off of that Toronto series where we scored 3. There's 7 runs in that whole series.
But I think your rookie year gets you a little bit of grace. Like, apparently Tyler Guyton was fat and out of shape last year, had to take off 30. You're a rookie. You know, it's like, oh, my bad. My bad. I went too far. But that's your excuse for, like, finding where that line is.
I'm having a blast. Yeah. So I'd love for us to score more runs and have more of a blast.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's an accomplishment right there to be having fun through this. Well, anyway, thank you. It was great to
Corey
catch up
Kevin's
with you.
Corey Kevin's going to be mad at me now.
I know.
It's all right. Nation.
Really?
Go get Rangers.
Yeah, no, they're so competitive. Yeah. All right,
and
thank you.
Sean,
take a load
Sean
off.
RJ, you know, talking trash about you guys.
I know.
It's
different.
That's what Sean does. And then he tells you to be a good teammate, you know, if things don't go his way.
They've changed, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. We got CY coming up at 4:20. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. It's great to see Mike Bassick, TV analyst of the Texas Rangers. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Coming up next, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we've got NFL roster rankings, strengths, weaknesses, and X factors for all the starting lineups. But where's your Dallas Cowboys?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSC SIPC.
We'll do that next.
Yeah, buddies. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're live at the Globe. And Rangers Cardinals coming up at 6:30, 7 o'clock first pitch. Sunday's a brunch game, which is cool. A Sunday brunch buffet at the ballpark. Served in the Hall of Fame suite prior to your Texas Rangers taking the field each Sunday. Get your tickets at rangers.com/specials. You're going to love it. Time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the King.
Thank you very much, Dawson. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant. And thanks to Mike Bassett for coming by and seeing us, man.
That was awesome, dude.
Good to see him.
Pleasant surprise.
Very pleasant surprise.
And now you got two jerseys,
bro. I got two of these jerseys. I didn't think I was going to get one. Now I got two. So thanks to Michael for making that happen. Really do appreciate all that.
Just go ahead and say congratulations to Bennett Broaddus, right?
There's no way he'd wear that, though. Maybe that's a David Hellman jersey?
He was already
Hellman.
He was Bennett was asking me when the first dollar hot dog game was.
Always Wednesdays.
Always Wednesdays. Yep. I'm like, he's like, well, grab some tickets. Let's go. And I'm like, he wants to do the 9-9-9 challenge.
Yeah.
He's 21 years old.
Nine dogs, nine beers, and nine innings?
Yeah, he's 21 years old now.
He's in his prime.
Man. So he's thinking about
it's easy.
I'm thinking, he's like, hey, come on, do it with me. And I'm like, whoa. Which do you think you'd have the better chance of completing?
Nine beers is a lock. I'll get that done before first inning's over.
Back in the day, you just.
Yeah. Maybe like an inning and
nine
a half.
Nine Coors Lights, maybe in four innings?
Nine times 12, yeah. Yeah, four innings,
see,
easy.
If we could tag team partner it, me and Dawson would crush. Because I would have the dogs handled by inning number two.
Yeah.
But the beers would sit heavy, bro.
Man versus beer, I did 100 ounces of Coors Light in 29 minutes. I'm sure a lot of people could destroy that record.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of beer.
Yeah, it's a good number.
It's a good number, and it'll get you intoxicated pretty quickly. It wasn't comfortable the way that it sat on me. But, over the course of 2.5 hours, those nine beers are easy.
Did you ever play a game where you did a shot a minute for an hour? I mean, a shot of beer a minute for an hour?
Oh, no.
No, a
shot
of
beer.
Like power hour?
Like every, is that about 10 beers?
Well, yeah. Every minute, you took a shot of a beer, and then you waited another minute, then you took another shot. But you do it for 60 seconds.
Whew.
And you kind of feel like that, oh, man, this is a – and then you get halfway through it, and you're like, you're looking for a way out.
Yeah. You're hammered. You're stumbling. You're
kinda,
dropping the beer on the floor.
You're kind of like – you're faking injury to get out of it.
Yeah. Skip me for this one.
Yeah, it's just like you like knock the cans off the table and you fall on the ground. And
I love that. That's in like the CrossFit workout world, they call it like an EMOM. You do like a workout thing where it's like every minute on the minute you're doing some type of exercise. Right. You're doing beer,
a shot of beer,
you're
a minute.
Doing beer drinking EMOMs. That's incredible.
I was over at the workout place where I go. We were walking today, and when I like, do you feel like that some of these instructors, these trainers, personal trainers, do you think they have it out for you a little bit? I saw a 60-plus-year-old, kind of my age, like doing the one-hand push-up, cross push-up things.
Wow.
Oh, like you push up and then you like reach
push
out?
Push up and push up and reach. And I'm walking by and I'm going,
she shouldn't be doing that.
She shouldn't be doing that. Came back around for lap three. Mm. She was gone. Do you think you got to kind of set things up? Do you got to know your clientele a little bit?
Well, yeah, I would.
I was like going, there's no way the kettlebell thing.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
She's kettlebelling.
Kettlebell? Is that what it's
kettlebell? Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing this, but we're doing like a lady my age, not in great condition.
No, she should basically doing aerobics.
I was thinking like
2 pound weights.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
Be in the pool, maybe pool jazzercise.
Age stretch.
She was like, it was kind of like she was training for, she was training for some Olympic event. But
Grandma
I could tell.
Bailed on her.
I could tell like when, because I was walking in and the personal trainer had her, they had a group jogging. They had to run a lap, around and they had her.
Oh, geez.
She
couldn't hang.
She was like a start and park car in NASCAR where you run 10 laps and you park it, you get the money. She was start and park, and I kind of go, she's not finishing this thing today. And then they were doing I came back around and she was doing the and I came back around again. Gone.
Done.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Just
the rest of the people were all still going?
Yeah. She got to the point where I was like, I would have done the same thing. Like, no effing way. You're asking me to do what? Cross push-up thing? No.
Man. She emptied the tank.
Not at all.
Was there an ambulance out front when you left? No?
No.
Good for her. But she survived.
But we're at this facility that has some of the best
medical.
Might
have just taken her.
I don't
want to
say it because I don't want to get
people. Oh, they wouldn't have to take her anywhere.
Yeah.
That's right. You were at the Cooper Clinic. It's a great place to be old exercising.
I didn't say that. But I
right
I
next door.
I was there.
Well, that's right.
I was there.
Genius.
I was fighting geese and
all
duck.
Hospitals should have a gym right next to it.
Hey, I'm looking at the Rangers guide real quick before I get into this where the Cowboys rank thing.
It's a yearbook, Brian?
The yearbook, yep. And you can get one of these when you come to the ballpark tonight.
You used to get one every game.
Rangers have a – you used to be able to keep score in the book, which was kind of cool. Rangers have a minor league baseball team in high A baseball. They're known as Hub City for a brisket sandwich.
Okay.
Can you tell me who the mascot is for the Hub City team? High A. For a brisket sandwich.
I think they used to be the Wood Ducks.
Would you like to, is that your guess?
Hub City Sandos?
This has been the week of the duck, Walchuck. You might be striking while the iron's hot here.
Yeah, but I feel like I brought this up and somebody said that they move, like they're now somebody else's affiliate. But I'll go with the Wood Ducks, the Down East Wood Ducks. That's what they used
Hickory?
To be.
No, the Hickory's known as the Crawdaddies.
That's the Crawdaddies.
That's low A.
We're talking about the Hub.
Hub City is high A. And I didn't know this, but they have a nickname, and if you can guess it, brisket sandwich to you whenever you want.
Wow. So we're not this ain't happening.
There's a lot going on.
Wait a minute. You act like I've never bought a brisket sandwich.
Well, you just
say
whenever I want. That would be two times a day, and I know you wouldn't make that kind of offer, knowing how much I love a good brisket sando. So, I don't know. You got me.
Hub City Armadillos.
Known as the Spartan Burgers.
Spartan Burgers?
Spartan Burgers. All right.
Sounds Dallas
Cowboys.
Delicious.
What?
Dallas Cowboys. Pro Football Focus, again, my favorite people. I haven't done this story yet, have I, Eric, about where they're the biggest weaknesses and strengths of their team?
We'll find out.
We might have talked about it last week.
Dallas Cowboys are according to Pro Football Focus, they rank their rosters the 15th best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
15th best.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they see their biggest strength as?
Their biggest strength is probably the pass rush.
Damn, Wolchuck, you right on it. If you'd gone for the brisket sandwich, you'd have, yeah. But, yeah, they say the biggest strength is their pass rush. They ranked fourth in the NFL in pass rush, despite Micah Parsons missing four games. This is from last year's stuff, though, but Parsons did his part when healthy.
If they stay healthy, this is going to be a nasty pass rush, dude.
Yeah.
You're getting it at a defensive tackle spot, too.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about with Osa Odighizuwa. He was one of the top interior defenders. Matter of fact, of the top 32 interior defenders, he was on that list. He was the only Cowboy defender.
And did Dante Fowler's run defense grade go up? So they got like
I need to check on that because
he gave us a scouting report and said he looked better against the run.
I watched a bunch of games of him and I'm thinking, okay, I know he can rush the passer. Can he play the run defense? Dan and them had him doing a lot better job of playing run defense. So keep an eye on that for sure. Where do you think their biggest weakness is? The biggest weakness of their team?
Run defense.
Damn. Okay. Back to you, Dawson. Dallas' biggest weakness is their run defense.
Yeah, they're going to have to address it here pretty soon.
Couple of football guys.
Yeah.
I love this idea that Toya is going to unseed Mozzie. And if he does, it still won't mean he can play. We have seen this team swing and miss at one tech.
Yeah, we have.
For 15
There's
years.
There's no question you're right about
but the
that.
Seventh
they can't
round,
find one in the seventh round.
Jay Ratliff.
Please, go spend $2 million and get one draft. 10 That's times better than both those guys put together.
Only Carolina had a lower run defensive grade.
Mm.
Yeah.
But Eric Kendricks and Malik Hooker were the only guys to have a decent run defense grade for them last year. They say Matt Eberflus needs to make a team's run defense a priority if this team is going to compete with the likes of Philadelphia and the Commanders. Who's the X factor for 2025 in our last little thing here?
Tyler Guyton.
That's a good one.
No, he's the rookie to watch. Tyler Booker.
Young player to
Tyler
watch.
Tyler Booker.
Oh, Booker. Okay.
Yeah, Tyler Booker is the one to watch.
Who's the X factor?
Is it something like Dak?
It's Dak.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying Dak is a prime bounce-back candidate after earning a career-low grade that came in the heels of his career high. So he went from the career high to his career low in the last 2 years. He plays closer to his 2023 form with wide receiver George Pickens in the fold. Dallas has plenty of talent to secure a postseason berth.
I was looking at, his pass attempts since 2019, and it's been like 35. And they've come down a little bit here and there, but in 2016, it was 30. And in 2014 with Romo, it was 29 pass attempts per game.
Yeah.
And I know you got to be good in the run. And last year, they weren't good in the run and didn't prioritize
We've
it enough.
We've said this for years. You make him throw the ball a bunch, there's the potential for the problems.
So yeah, over 35, he's a below 500 quarterback.
That's been a problem. Soon, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian.
Happy weekend.
Looking forward to the remaining 2.5 hours of this show. And Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning here, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Woolchuck, as we're live at the Globe, I know you got a proper round tripper coming up in 2 hours, but Chief, we're talking hoop next.
Yes, we are. I do want to address our buddy Jay Ochoa saying the beer shot every minute for an hour is 2 ounces every shot. That's 6 minutes for one beer. That's 10 beers in the hour is ultimately what you're doing when you're doing the broadest.
I'm telling you, like,
beer drinking
you're
imam.
You're faking injury at points.
I respect that. You don't want to go in with a couple of coldies in the bank already.
Jay's an animal.
You want to be stone sober.
I thought it was going to be an easy, this is cake. It's just a shot. You get to kind of relax. And by the end of it, you can't even.
You definitely
want to
try it with a light beer. You don't want
the Mick Ultra.
Might go with that Aikman 8 beer. No excuses, no shortcuts.
That's a good beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Though,
yeah, it's a good beer.
I like
delicious
beer.
Sipping beer.
Yeah. All right, let's go around the rim. We have some NBA rumors to address. The Knicks stay alive. And G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Player v. Reporter next in the nation.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.